Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Republican Jody Heiss, 10th District Congressman Jody Heiss, thanks for your time this morning.
Always glad to be with you, Tim. Thanks.
Now, you're just back from the border now. You went to Laredo, and as I understand it, I heard you talking about this, as one of the smaller stations down there, one of the smaller entry points down there, processing facilities down there, one of the smaller ones, and yet massive problems in terms of massive shortfalls, men, material, money, resources. They don't have nearly enough to do the job down there.
Oh, it's nowhere close. We are absolutely overwhelmed. We were actually at two of the sectors in Texas. Texas has five total sectors across the border, five regions, if you will. We were at the Rio Grande, and the Laredo sector, both of them. As you said, Laredo is one of the smallest. But listen, even then, 70% of the Laredo sector, we don't even have the capability of surveilling. We don't even have cameras, over 70% of it, and that type of thing is typical throughout all the sectors. And we are overwhelmed to the point that our Border Patrol agents cannot even protect the border. Half of them are processing people because they're so overwhelmed with people. The cartels are in absolute control on the Mexican side of the border, and that is across the entire border from California through Texas. No one comes across the border unless they are paying the cartels to do so. It is an unbelievable business. They say in the Rio Grande Valley, just for example, that sector, the cartels are bringing in $82 million a week. It's just unbelievable.
Well, here's another unbelievable stat, Congressman Jody Heiss. You're talking about specifically that station there in Laredo. If I got this wrong, please correct me, but I understood you to say just the doctor's bills, the medical bills every month, that place alone, $2 million a month.
That's what they told us. We were in a briefing with the leadership of the Border Patrol agents there in Laredo, and they told us. And as you said, this is one of the smaller sectors. They take in about 125, 130 people a day, and then probably about that much more just that they receive from other sectors who are overloaded. So they'll send some buses to Laredo to help out. But, yeah, they said each month they have over $2 million in medical bills that, of course, American taxpayers are paying. And this is one of the smallest sectors, if not the smallest, out of the nine in terms of the numbers of people that are coming in. This sector mostly has drugs coming across, so there's not nearly as many people. The cartels aren't allowing people as much. But even then, you know, maybe 300 people a day that they're dealing with, and $2 million a month in medical expenses. And just imagine how that plays out in some of these other sectors that are taking in 16,000 people. I mean, you just have tens and tens of thousands daily that are coming across all this, the border. And the expenses are just unbelievable.
And it was against that backdrop, the House acting yesterday. Basically, here's how I read what the House did yesterday. You take that DREAM Act and you put it on steroids. That's what it looks like to me. You tell me.
Yeah. I mean, this is basically allowing a pathway to citizenship for people who have come illegally into this country. Granted, they were brought here as children, but we have people standing in line, people trying to come into this country the right way, the legal way. And now we're going to allow up to 3 million people. The way I picture it, they're getting in the front of the line, and they didn't even come here legally to begin with. It is atrocious, Tim, what is already happening at the border. I realize we had some serious problems at the border, but seeing it firsthand, witnessing, I was overwhelmed to see that this is more than a crisis. This is an absolute national disaster that we're facing. And it's appalling to me that the Democrat response is, well, let's give amnesty to another 3 million people. Right now, stats that came out yesterday, there are at least 2.5 million people wandering throughout the United States right now who have deportation orders. They've committed crimes. They've done what, for whatever reason, they have orders to be deported. 2.5 million. We don't even know where they are. We don't have the manpower to locate these people to send them back. And we have thousands last month. 135,000 came across the border. And here yesterday we're passing a DREAM Act to give amnesty to another 3 million. It's just unbelievable what's happening in our borders. And what passed the House yesterday is certainly no answer. It will only add to the problem.
All right. Well, let's talk about a possible answer. Let's talk about the president's answer. Let's see where you are on this one, Congressman Jody Heiss. 5% tariffs on things coming in from Mexico if we don't stop the people crossing in from Mexico. That'll kick in on Monday. Could go as high as 25%. Where are you on this issue? A lot of Republicans are speaking out against this. Where are you?
Yeah, listen, I applaud the president for having the guts and the will to stand up to Mexico to address this absolute emergency that's happening on our borders. And, you know, as in so doing, you get people's attention by getting where it hurts them the most, in their pocketbooks. And already, of course, today, the Mexican diplomats are here in Washington, D.C. They're ready to meet. They're willing to negotiate. I think it's a brilliant move from the president to put this on the table and to begin the process of talking. My hope is that it doesn't go that way, but it is beginning a discussion that very much is needed, and I think every person in America ought to see what's happening on the borders. I'm hopeful that the talks today will hopefully even end today with a solution that would prevent the tariffs and at the same time help secure the borders.
Quick change of subject, Congressman Jody Heiss. The disaster aid bill finally approved by the House earlier this week, $19.1 billion. The 58 Republican no votes on this, though, but it sounds as though those farmers in South Georgia, as soon as President Trump signs the bill, and we think he will get the disaster relief they've been waiting for since that hurricane hit back in October. Where are you on this one?
Oh, yeah, I was totally in support of this. My only regret that it's taken, 8 months or however, this should have never taken this long. And, you know, a lot of the no votes were because of the process, which was poorly done on this. There's no question about this. I understand protest, if you will, to the way that this was crammed down our throats without discussion, without debates, and all that sort of stuff. I get that. But the bottom line is our farmers have been hit by this disaster, and there's no excuse in the world why this has taken 8 months. And so I'm glad that it's finally been passed, and I am very confident the president will sign it and we'll get some relief ASAP.
Right, Congressman Jody Heiss, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Always glad to, Tim. Thank you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.